Hello. Welcome, listeners, to the Essentials of Healthy Living on Progressive Talk AM 1260, sponsored by the Village Green Apothecary. I'm Dana Lake, your host for the next hour, reminding you that we're here every Saturday morning at 10 a.m., and we do try to cover a wide range of subjects on health, diet, nutrition, lifestyle, and exercise, just for you. The show is also streamed through myvillagegreen.com. That's myvillagegreen.com. During this hour, we will cover the following topics. First of all, we'll talk about green gift ideas for the holiday seasons and always news you can use. And then we will be talking with Dr. Hank Lears about antioxidants and nutrition and vision, among other subjects. I think you'll find it very interesting, and his expertise will be welcome. I want to remind you that Village Green is having their winter sale, and it's now through the end of the year. That's till December 27th, so you better get over there or at least contact them by phone. And the sale is terrific. It's 35% off on all Pathway products, and Pathway products are the Village Green products, 25% off all other supplements, and 20% off beauty care products. So if you want to be beautiful and healthy and do it less expensively, get over to Village Green. Now, let's talk about some of the topics I mentioned earlier that we wanted to cover, and that is green gifts. And the first green gift is one I thought of and that I've done. These recycle bags in many of the stores are actually quite attractive, and some stores even have those that are decorated for the holidays, both for children and adults. So I purchased a whole bunch of the attractive bags. I have a very big family. I've got 50 nieces, nephews, and grandnieces and nephews, and so I'm in need of good gift bags. They're wonderful. They're attractive, and they're usually anywhere from 99 cents to $1.50, and they're much less expensive than the fancy gift bags, and you can put a lot of items in them. So that's a really good green idea. The other thing you might want to think of is the gift of carbon. And we're not talking about Santa's lump of coal. And this came from the Bethesda Green site. And that's a very interesting site, BethesdaGreen.org. We have interviewed people from Bethesda Green, and we will continue to. And for those of you that are local, you'll be real interested in what's being accomplished in Bethesda. They're becoming the model for Montgomery County. So the gift of carbon is to give carbon offsets or carbon credits, and even erasing a loved one's carbon footprint for a period of time. And you can do this going through Bethesda Green, but myvillagegreen.com can help you go green and get carbon credits to offset what you spend in your carbon footprint on this earth. The other gift is the gift of a better future. Invest in a socially responsible fund or a green company. This is how we can vote. We can vote with our money by investing in companies that are green. Another one that I bet you never thought about, the gift of bamboo clothing. It's not scratchy, and it's not like wearing a sackcloth. It actually is wonderful material. And what's so nice about bamboo, it's eco-friendly, and it grows so rapidly. It's known to grow 3 feet a day. It regenerates easily. It requires very little water, and it's naturally pest-resistant. So consider purchasing some bamboo clothing and bamboo items. And the gift of imagination, science for the young. And there's some eco-friendly science projects that can be purchased. It's the Professor Ino, E-I-N-O, and it's pronounced I know. And it takes children on a wonderful tour through the science of optics, gears, magnetics, optical illusions, and earth science series. And there are hundreds of topics for discovery from this brand. And some of the individual titles include I Know Soil Quality Kit, I Know Acid Rain Kit, I Know Air Pollution Kit, and the I Know Global Warming Kit. So this is a good way to educate children as to being eco-wise and eco-friendly. So those are just a few ideas. You will probably come up with some of your own if you want to share them. My website is www.danalake.com, and that's two A's in Lake. So that's www.danalake.com. Now, some risk-free cardiovascular tests. People always get concerned when they have tests performed because they are so invasive. So I wanted to give you the names of certain tests that are not invasive. The first one is the echocardiogram because it uses ultrasound to measure your heart size, motion, and function. And the test has no x-rays and it's harmless. The other one is an ankle brachial index test. It is so simple. The practitioner measures your blood pressure in the ankle and the arm. And there's a ratio that should be there. And the test helps identify if there are blocked arteries in the legs. And it's a marker for arterial blockage elsewhere in the body. Another one, the third one, is the carotid ultrasound. And these ultrasounds are wonderful for measuring the thickness of the wall of the carotid artery, which may predict blockage in your coronary arteries. And the last one is just a standard blood test. Now, yes, it's invasive in that they draw blood, but they're not putting anything into your body. And that's the measure of total cholesterol, your HDL, that's considered the good cholesterol, your LDL. There's even a fancier test that measures good and bad HDL and good and bad LDL. Most people are not aware that there are qualities of both of those. That's called a lipoprotein particle size determination. There are three other independent measures in the blood. Lipoprotein little a, that actually is what it's called, and it is, if it's elevated, you can have high risk for cardiovascular disease, and that's independent of the cholesterol levels. C-reactive protein, we've spoken about. It is elevated in infections and inflammation, and it too is associated with cardiovascular disease. And homocysteine, which is an inflammatory agent that increases if your B vitamins are low, it increases with inflammation, and it is inflammatory. So those are very simple: echocardiogram, ankle brachial index test, carotid ultrasound, standard lipid blood fat panel, and a lipoprotein little a, C-reactive protein, and homocysteine. Now, it's the holiday time, and we usually are not very healthy at the holiday time, so I'm going to talk about how you live to be 100. Well, first of all, you have to move to some distant places like Ecuador and Pakistan and the Japanese island of Okinawa. There have been some studies of people who easily reach 100 very healthfully. And large numbers of people not only live to be 100, but they're remarkably healthy and active. And in the U.S., most of us hit our peak of physical fitness and overall health between the ages of 20 and 30, and then we gradually decline. So research shows that by the age of 70, most Americans have lost 30 to 40% of their maximum breathing capacity, 40% of their kidney and liver functions, 15 to 30% of their bone mass, and 30% of their strength. And in researching these communities where people live healthfully to 100, they noticed no obesity, not low levels of obesity, no obesity. They had low rates of heart disease, cancer, arthritis, osteoporosis, asthma, dementia, and the other degenerative diseases. Now, what's different about these people? And you can guess what it is. First of all, they're very physically active, and they stay physically active. These areas are not like our cities where everybody drives and uses commuter trains and subways. These are people that are walking everywhere. That's probably number one. They also don't overeat. They eat about 1,900 calories a day, and yet they're extremely active. They have nutrient-dense foods. They do not have refined processed foods, margarines, bottled oils, etc. They're eating real foods that are fresh and grown right there. they also have a lot of plant-based foods, flax seeds, nuts, seeds, sesame, sunflower seeds. They eat wild fish, lots of vegetables, fruits. These are the important foods. This is where you get the fiber, and they're nutrient dense. And they also have a different attitude about life. For example, when they eat their meal, they relax. It's leisurely, very much like the French and the Italians do. Dinner is an event. You can digest far better. And their pace of life is quite different than the pace of life that we live. So those are the secrets to living to be 100. Now, we're going to take a short break, and when we come back, we're going to be talking to Dr. Hank Lears. We'll talk about antioxidants and nutrition and vision. This is Dana Lake with the Essentials of Healthy Living on Progressive AM 1260. Please stay with us. We will be back. Hello, welcome back, listeners, to the Essentials of Healthy Living, sponsored by Village Green Apothecary. I'm Dana Lake, your host for the hour, and we are going to be talking with Dr. Hank Lears. I have a little optimum health and prevention saying from Dr. Albert Schweitzer. He said, "Serious illness doesn't bother me for long because I'm too inhospitable a host." I really like that, and what this radio show tries to teach you is how to be an inhospitable host to illness. And Dr. Hank Lears is with us, and he is a developer of more than 200 nutritional supplements. And I am so happy to have him here talking to us. Welcome to the show, Dr. Lears.
Thank you, Dana. Good to be here.
Yes. First of all, do you have anything to tell us in general about nutrition before we start getting more specific?
Probably things that you say all the time. I mean, it's really important to have an excellent diet. That's the basis of health, and all our nutritional supplements are supporting that on top of that because of the foods available of the society we live in. But I think it's really important for people to have a good diet.
Well, that's the basis of everything. Unfortunately, as you and I know, we are exposed to so many pollutants and man-made chemicals and toxins that we really aren't prepared naturally to deal with all of that. And so supplementation becomes a really important part of what we do. Let's talk a little bit about the antioxidants and some of the supplements and why they work so well.
Well, there are two products that I had wanted to kind of deal with today that are both in that area of antioxidants. One is a product we call Synergy C+, and another one that's called the antioxidant formula. And they're both kind of heading towards the same free radical situation that we all seem to be living with. First, the Synergy C+ product was designed to be a replacement for an ester C product. You may know a little bit about ester C, but it's one of those patented forms of vitamin C that seems like people are charging a lot of money for, and we wanted to see if we could find something that would work well, equally as well, or even better. And so it turned out that one of my suppliers had learned a long time ago, maybe in the late 70s, that if you made vitamin C, using what he called the water method, where you might mix, say, calcium carbonate with ascorbic acid in water, and then you let it dry, that you get almost identical pattern of vitamin C metabolites that are in ester C. And I've been using this for years, and because ester C was patented, we didn't want to create any problems and tell people a whole lot about this, that, and the other, but it is time now people know that you can, in fact, get some of these intermediate metabolites that have been shown to perhaps absorb better in the body and to remain in the body for a longer period of time, doing the kind of work that vitamin C does, which is not only an antioxidant, but as you know, it's for building collagen and strengthening immune function, and even as an enzyme in the brain to prevent depression. So one of the interesting things is that ester C is calcium ascorbate, and they make it by heating it. And I'm not a big fan of just having calcium by itself in any product. I always like it to be mixed with magnesium, almost in equal amounts, because magnesium is like the controller of almost all the minerals, of almost all the body processes. It's in a couple hundred different enzymes, and it's involved in energy production and utilization and pain control and many, many more things. So the fact that this method, this water method we're using, allows us to put magnesium in and get these intermediate metabolites as well was a big benefit. So we were really happy to do that. And then, again, I like to include polyphenols, bioflavonoids when I design any vitamin C product, because they work synergistically in the body. Those other products tend to be antioxidants and anti-inflammatory as well, but in different ways than vitamin C. And it's more or less the way you find it in foods. You'll find vitamin C with the polyphenols, and that in the foods confers a great deal of antioxidant protection to our body. So in this case, we're kind of pushing into the more modern envelope of antioxidants and things that will support the vitamin C, and we've used what's called quercetin chalcone and turmeric, but a product called, that's a patented product from an Indian company called Savinsa that uses the curcuminoids from turmeric, and specifically, maybe you've had programs on these, the quercetin is an example.
Oh, we have. It's my favorite.
Okay. So, you know, it's extremely, quercetin chalcone is very powerful anti-inflammatory, and it's water-soluble, so as you know, quercetin is wonderful, but it's hard to get in the body without taking a lot of it because it's got sugar molecules attached to the quercetin that have to be broken down, and you may have to take, you know, thousands of milligrams a day. Some people do anyway to get the results you're looking for, but with the quercetin chalcone, you don't need to do that. So that was a more recent advance in the last few years.
Yes, that is new.
And then the turmeric. Again, you know, some people will just use a whole turmeric, but the Savinsa, what they call the CQ product, has the three forms of curcuminoids that are most anti-inflammatory and antioxidants that we know of for the turmeric. And, of course, turmeric, you could go on all day talking about other benefits it might give you, for liver function and perhaps preventing tumors and things of that sort for arthritic conditions. So these are, you know, quite amazing products when you mix the water method vitamin C, that's ascorbate, with magnesium and calcium in equal amounts, and the quercetin chalcone and the turmeric, and you are truly conferring wonderful protection to people for all the things that vitamin C and these polyphenols will do.
Well, I like the name Synergy because you've got synergism here with all of the plant substances and the vitamin C enhancing vitamin C's function. Where is Synergy C carried?
Pathway carries it. It's in the Pathway line of vitamins, and it comes in two forms. One is in a vegetarian capsule form, and it's 500 milligrams of vitamin C and about 23 milligrams each of calcium and magnesium, and 20 milligrams each of the quercetin, chalcone, and the turmeric. And it also is in a tablet that's 1,000 milligrams, and it kind of doubles the capsule, except it only keeps the 20 milligrams of the turmeric and the quercetin chalcone. So there's a little difference between the products. If you take equal amounts of vitamin C, you'll get a lot more of the turmeric and the quercetin, but the tablets are cheaper, and... But they're both wonderful products.
So it really depends on the individual and what they find most easy to take.
Yes, and they're both vegetarian, so a lot of people are looking for that these days.
Yes, a lot of people are, and Pathways does cater to that. And you've developed a lot of Pathways products.
Most of them.
Yes.
Over the years, I love. It's one of the things that gives me great joy.
Well, and very creative. This is an excellent combination. A few more words about vitamin C, and then we'll take a break and come back and talk a little bit more about antioxidants. What else do our listeners need to know about what Synergy C can do, and especially vitamin C?
Well, vitamin C is so crucial. One of the things Linus Pauling taught me a long time ago was that if you look at the responsiveness of a macrophage, which is an important part of your immune system, and its ability to kill foreign organisms and, in the body, that the more vitamin C you get in a macrophage, the more powerful that macrophage is at killing organisms.
Emmanuel Sharaskin did that work years ago.
He did it, and then I think Linus Pauling learned
yes.
it from Erwin Stone as well.
Well, I call macrophages the Pac-Men of the bloodstream.
That's
so that
right.
People can understand you're just sending out more Pac-Men. Well,
right.
What we'll do is take a brief break, and I want to thank you, listeners, for tuning in. Please stay with us. We'll be talking with Dr. Hank Lears some more on antioxidants and also on eye vision and nutrition. This is Dana Lake with the Essentials of Healthy Living, sponsored by Village Green. Please stay with us. We'll be right back after the break. Now, Dr. Lears, tell us about antioxidants in general, and I know you've got a new antioxidant formula.
Right. Well, antioxidants, as you know, have been implicated in almost every the free radicals that antioxidants protect against are implicated in almost every illness. And in our society of poor foods and high stress levels and toxic chemicals, this becomes ever more important. And it appears that even as we age, it becomes even more important that we have the ability to trap these free radicals so that we can function normally. And so antioxidants, again, as we mentioned earlier, you do find them in foods, especially fruits and vegetables, and some of the fish oils and whatever. But there are a whole host of them that you can isolate and put into formulas that really can then give you higher levels to protect you from so many different illnesses. And so basically, the antioxidant formula that we reformulated, the Pathway antioxidant formula, the one before that actually I designed probably 10 years ago, had many overlapping features with the multivitamin. It had vitamin E, and the multivitamin has that, and it had vitamin C, and the multivitamin has C. So basically we were looking for people having the core nutrition of a multivitamin and a vitamin C product and some essential fats, but then adding a dimension that was different with antioxidants. And so we basically took those ingredients that overlapped with the multi and included some really interesting things that are antioxidants that are historical and have been used, but they're among the best that we know of, including things like N-acetyl L-cysteine, which is a wonderful anti-inflammatory precursor of glutathione, one of the most powerful antioxidants in the human body. Alpha-lipoic acid. We've seen alpha-lipoic acid extremely protective of liver function. It's a metabolic antioxidant that's both fat and water-soluble, sulfur-containing, and actually has the ability to reduce some of the other antioxidants after they've done their job back to their original condition so they can work again. Things like selenium that have been shown in many studies to be extremely powerful in working with glutathione, for example. There was a major study on prostate cancer and it was found that selenium really was a great protector in that situation and in other situations. Something I've used for years and is we all know about grapeseed extract, but I like the grape seed skin and stem extract, where you get a mixture of not only the what we call the oligomeric proanthocyanidins, which are very powerful antioxidants and collagen cross-linkers in the body, but you get the anthocyanidins from the skins, and you get resveratrol from the stems. So you kind of get a very powerful combination. Then we also have the green tea extract. There's been so much research work on this that and all the things that green tea can do, and even protecting against infections and maybe anti-carcinogenic in some ways, and a very powerful antioxidant with the catechins in there, in particular the epigallocatechin gallate, which is the major component that seems to confer many of the properties. And we use a green tea extract that's 90% polyphenols and 60% epigallocatechin gallate. So it's really the best you can find. And even ferulic acid, ferulic acid was very popular in the 80s and then seemed to go away. But ferulic acid is in all of the, especially the coverings of grains and some of the grasses. And ferulic acid is an extremely powerful synergistic antioxidant that actually makes all of the other antioxidants work better. And in fact, if you have it in your skin and UV light hits it, it makes it even more potent. So that's kind of part incorporated into this product. So those are some of the more traditional things, although not a lot of people have used them at the levels we do and combining them in the way we do. As you may know, that free radicals aren't a single thing. There's fat-soluble versions and superoxide versions and peroxide versions, and trapping those requires different kinds of materials. So it's important to have a mixture of the free radical trapping agents in a product. And something we just talked about a few minutes ago was the quercetin chalcone, which I've started to use in many, many of my designs. Because I love quercetin, but you have to. It's hard to get enough in a product like this to really do what you want it to do. You almost need to take, as I mentioned earlier, hundreds or thousands of milligrams to get the major benefits that at times you would like to have. And so having the quercetin chalcone form in there really gives you the ability to do that in a capsule with smaller amounts because it's absorbed so well. So we include that in there. And then something that has become really big, you're all familiar, or you may have had discussions of the oxygen radical absorbance capacity, the ORAC values as a measure of antioxidants.
The measure, yes.
Right, and it's kind of a real-time measure. It's not of just an antioxidant, but they measure it as a kind of a whole food. You can measure the ORAC of any food. Well, there's a company called Futraceuticals that recently came out with something called Vitaberry Plus, and Vitaberry Plus is a trademarked mixture of freeze-dried grapeseed, wild blueberry, wild bilberry, cranberry, tart cherry, prune, raspberry seed, strawberry, resveratrol, and quercetin.
Delicious.
And it's an amazing. It's got an ORAC, you may have seen these numbers, but of 1.8 million per 100 grams, which is kind of the highest I've ever seen. So even putting the 150 milligrams in this antioxidant formula gives you like a couple thousand ORAC units just by itself.
Wow.
And so it's quite amazing. It's so got so many polyphenols in it, you can't eat it by itself. You pucker up like nobody's business, but having it in the capsule works extremely well. So it's kind of the new dimension. It's a new capability that we have in a small little vegetarian capsule to get tremendously high antioxidant value from just this single ingredient.
Well, what I like about this formula is that it cleans up itself. I think that there's not a lot of understanding among both professionals and lay people that when antioxidants do their work, there's recycling that goes on, and so they're interdependent.
Right.
And codependent, and the use of the lipoic acid helps to keep the antioxidants that are in there functioning and recycling and clearing what might be negative metabolites.
Absolutely. And for example, the grapeseed extract can do some of the things that vitamin C would do. And so when you take vitamin C and grapeseed extract, you know, the vitamin C isn't in this product itself. I mean, we do recommend that as a, like the Synergy C, taking that as part of the basic program with the multivitamin. And but yes, they do. They all protect each other, and that's become one of my trademarks when I design these kinds of products, is to have it do that. So.
And it's one of the problems, letting our listeners know, in research, when you research only beta-carotene or only vitamin C or only vitamin E, in the absence of these other very necessary nutrients that do occur naturally with the other nutrients, it's like evaluating one finger at a time on the hand and trying to determine if that finger is effective.
That's right.
Or my other analogy is testing your quarterbacks by putting them out on the field against the other team. They'll lose every time, and you could say the quarterback's not very effective, but he's not with his team. And so it's important to understand that studies that have just a singular look at a singular nutrient are not going to give us good information. So, Dr. Lears, let's hang in there, because we'll come back for the final segment and talk a little bit about vision and nutrition. Folks, you're listening to The Essentials of Healthy Living, sponsored by Village Green. I'm Dana Lake. And just let's poke a little fun at ourselves. As Red Fox says, health nuts are going to feel stupid someday, lying in hospitals dying of nothing. I thought that was kind of cute. Please stay with us. We will be right back after this break. The Essentials of Healthy Living, sponsored by Village Green Apothecary. I'm Dana Lake, your host for the hour, and this is our final segment. We have been talking with Dr. Hank Lears, who is a developer of over 200 different nutritional supplement formulas. Welcome back to the show, Dr. Lears.
Well, it's good to be here again.
Well, we've covered vitamin C, the Synergy C. We've covered the antioxidant formula, and these are pathways formulas, and those are the formulas carried by Village Green. MyVillageGreen.com is the website. Tell us about nutrition and vision, because this has been probably one of the most important areas in the traditional sector where ophthalmologists are freely using nutrients for the eye for prevention. So that was very exciting, and that's been going on for, I think, almost a decade.
Okay. Let me just go back for a moment, and there were two more ingredients in the antioxidant formula I didn't tell you about.
Oh, please do.
And they are kind of to give it a base, and one was chlorella. And chlorella is the most healing substance that I think on this planet, and with all of its chlorophyll and RNA and chlorella growth factor. And it's just a wonderful base for that formula to be in. And again, it's kind of cleaning itself up in a different way. And we also have some organic ginger root in there. So it kind of gives it a nice little taste, and it's another anti-inflammatory, and it's, again, a food base that kind of works well. So I didn't want to not be able to say that.
Well, this is chicken noodle soup of the antioxidant world. It's wonderful.
So regarding vision, I mean, as you know, it's just as the population is aging, and we watch computer screens more and more and more. I mean, the eye problems are just popping up everywhere. And almost every person over 50 or 60 seems to have some sort of an eye problem. And there have been, as you noted, there's a lot of formulas out there. But, you know, one of the things when I was designing the formula, I was looking at all the way people went about this, and it was like a shotgun approach. They put the multivitamin and the fish oil and the everything in this, in these a couple little capsules, and you just can't get enough of the stuff that's specific for eye function by doing that. And one of the philosophies that Mark Isaacson and I both have, Mark is the owner of the Village Green, is that we like people to be on the core nutrients, multivitamin, vitamin C, essential fats, maybe some enzymes, and then add for specific problems to that, so that you always have the core. It's like running a factory. You know, you've got the basics that you need always for everything that goes on in that factory, and that's what the core of nutrients do. And but then there are specific needs, and we're talking eye function here. So if we design a product around this philosophy, then we don't have to dilute the formula. People are getting the basics, and we can put what is needed into that formula for helping eye function. And so, for example, things like bilberry. You need to get enough bilberry, and bilberry has been around, as you know, for years and years. And there are different bilberries. Again, I'm always selecting the best stuff that's out there. There's 25% anthocyanins that make sure that you get enough of what's in the bilberry to do its work. But I use a company, it's an Italian company called Indina, that doesn't even spray dry it on maltodextrin, which most people do. They just spray dry the bilberry, and it's a total bilberry. And it's kind of interesting. If you put it on your fingers, you would immediately turn blue. You know, the bilberry is important. But the thing I just talked about in the antioxidant formula, the Vitaberry Plus, I also put that in there because a lot of what goes on with eye malfunction and cataracts specifically, but other things as well, is that there's a lot of free radicals causing these problems in the eye. So getting some good antioxidants in the formula for the eye function is really important. So I put both the quercetin and chalcone for the same reasons. I put it in the antioxidant formula and the Vitaberry Plus. So you get tremendous antioxidant value, anti-inflammatory capacity as well. Again, the alpha-lipoic acid, there's some good research out there that shows that probably for the same reasons of trapping free radicals and that the alpha-lipoic acid seems to really help a lot, specifically regarding cataracts. And then we've got the lutein and the zeaxanthin, and much research in recent years show that in the pigment and the macula, the lutein and the zeaxanthin are like crucial for protecting us against light damage. And it's interesting, in more recent studies, they find that the lutein seems to be on the outside of the macula and the zeaxanthin concentrated in the center. So they seem to have different functions, or they're both carotenoids, and but they are protecting you in different ways. So having both of them in the formula in reasonable amounts, like 10 milligrams for the lutein and 440 micrograms for the zeaxanthin, is important. Then we put some, we have taurine. In the formula, there's research with cats show this, who evidently can't make taurine. If they don't have taurine in their diet, they go blind. So, you know, kind of carrying that over to the human side because we're very similar in many ways in tissue function with the animals. Taurine is put into the formula at a pretty high level, 400 milligrams, to help. Again, with it's a sulfate-containing amino acid, and that's probably its, you know, precursor for protective compounds that can, such as glutathione, that have the sulfur in them. We've also got some zinc and selenium in the eye formula. Zinc is highly concentrated in eye tissue and is important for carrying out much of what's going on in the eyes. And selenium is another one of those antioxidants that seems to work well with vitamin E, for example, in protecting against the damage to the cell membranes. And so that is the formula, but with adequate amounts of all of those ingredients in there. So when you take it in conjunction with the baseline formula, you can get tremendous benefits. And most of the people who take this formula come back and tell me, like, I'm seeing better. So, and that's very nice to hear that when you put a product out there, you're really helping people.
It does help. And Dr. Lears, what I really like about this formula, and I would definitely use this for cardiovascular, arthritis, and inflammation. The taurine is so beneficial for the cardiovascular system. And sometimes it's odd when you recommend an eye formula and say this is going to be good for the cardiovascular system and have an anti-inflammatory effect as well.
I realized when I designed it, when I did all the research, it's like, wow, what a great antioxidant.
It really is. It has a lot of benefit.
Right. It's in two different labels. It's in the pathway, the Village Green label is it's a Vision Support Plus, and I have it in my own personal label, in my HPDI label, called I Envision Formula. So.
Well, thank you very much. I think this has been helpful, and people can download this. It's streamed through myvillagegreen.com, and it's accessible through www.myvillagegreen.com. Thank you, Dr. Lears, for being with us.
Well, thank you for having me.
Okay, I'm going to remind you that the sale at Village Green is on through the 27th, 35% off all Pathway products, 25% off all other supplements, and 20% off beauty care products. And don't forget to go green for the holidays and for next year. And always, and go to myvillagegreen.com, and you can find out about purchasing carbon credits. Now, this is Dana Lake, and I want to thank you for tuning in to the Essentials of Healthy Living, reminding you to access this through myvillagegreen.com. And remember to take care of yourself and at least one other person, then we'll all be okay. This is Dana Lake and Village Green wishing each and every one of you good health and a great day.